As we prepare now to enter into worship, I invite you to join me in taking a deep breath. A deep breath that will help us shift our gears and focus on God, who is in our midst wherever we may be. Breathe in the calming, strengthening presence of our God. Breathe out anything that would distract you, and let us listen together for God in the midst of our time. Let me remind you also that no matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, our deep desire is to meet you where you are and share God's love with you. Just a few notes as we prepare to worship. During today's service, you will have the opportunity to hear a recording of the children's choir singing Best Friends Forever, an anthem written especially for them by Davis Giersch. Allison Bruin is the soloist, and the words are available on our website and Facebook page, along with words for today's hymns. The postlude is Prelude and Fugue in F Major, from a collection of 8 little preludes and fugues by Johann Sebastian Bach.
Thank you.
One of my favorite quotes from Helen Keller, who lived her life without the benefit of being able to see or hear, is this one. Life is a daring adventure or nothing. Coming from someone who literally viewed life from a very different vantage point than most of us, her statement is both significant and challenging. I'm reminded also of some words I heard a few years ago as I listened to Luann Conn speak. Luann, a successful television reporter and author of the book, I Dare Me, urges people to make sure that every single day of their lives, they dare to do something different, something new, maybe even something a bit scary and uncomfortable. Well, let me remind you, by virtue of the fact that we have chosen to follow Christ, that is to be his disciples, we have chosen to embark on a daring adventure, one that requires us to step out of our comfort zone, to go against the flow, to rock the boat, and at times to risk saying and doing things others may not understand or appreciate. If we call ourselves Christian, this is what we have signed on for. Of course, we can't do this alone, which is one of the many reasons why we regularly engage in worship, even when we can't be together physically. We do this so that we might find the strength, help, and guidance needed to be the daring disciples Christ has called us to be. So it is with that in mind, we enter now into this time of worship in the name of God, Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. As we confess our sins, I invite you to refer to the words to the prayer printed on our Facebook page and on our website. If you don't have those within reach, listen carefully and be with us in a spirit of prayer. Wonderfully daring God, as you went about creating the world and everything in it, you risked placing caring for your creation in the hands of mere mortals, in the hands of human beings like us. When your Son Jesus came to live and dwell on this earth, he risked entrusting the sharing of the good news to his followers, flawed as they were, and even chose to die for us with absolutely no guarantee we would be grateful for what he did, or that we would choose to follow his teachings. Forgive us for taking so much for granted, O God, and give us the courage to respond to your risky acts of love and compassion by living lives worthy of your calling. May we not be afraid to live and love boldly. May we dare to serve you with passion and conviction, knowing that the well-being of your creation depends on it. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thankfully, the God to whom we confess our sins is a gracious, merciful, life-giving, and forgiving God, one who listens and with no strings attached wipes our slate clean. With that clean slate, may we face this day, each day, grateful for the gift of forgiveness, eager to live into it, and equally eager to share it with others. Amen.
Our first scripture reading today is from Psalm 86. Listen to this prayer of David. Incline your ear, O Lord, and answer me, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my life, for I am devoted to you. Save your servant who trusts in you. You are my God. Be gracious to me, O Lord, for to you do I cry all day long. Gladden the soul of your servant, for to you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. For you, O Lord, are good and forgiving, abounding in steadfast love to all who call on you. Give ear, O Lord, to my prayer. Listen to my cry of supplication. In the day of my trouble, I call on you, for you will answer me. There is none like you among the gods, O Lord, nor are there any works like yours. All the nations you have made shall come and bow down before you, O Lord, and shall glorify your name. For you are great and do wondrous things. You alone are God. Teach me your way, O Lord, that I might walk in your truth. Give me an undivided heart to revere your name. I give thanks to you, O Lord, my God, with my whole heart, and I will glorify your name forever. For great is your steadfast love toward me. You have delivered my soul from the depths of Sheol. O God, the insolent rise up against me. A band of ruffians seeks my life, and they do not set you before them. But you, O Lord, are a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness. Turn to me and be gracious to me. Give your strength to your servant. Save the child of your serving girl. Show me a sign of your favor, so that those who hate me may see it and be put to shame, because you, Lord, have helped me and comforted me. And our gospel reading is from the book of Matthew, chapter 10, verses 24 through 39. A disciple is not above the teacher, nor a slave above the master. It is enough for the disciple to be like the teacher and the slave like the master. If they have called the master of the house Beelzebul, how much more will they malign those of his household? So have you no fear of them, for nothing is covered up that will not be uncovered, and nothing secret that will not become known. What I say to you in the dark, tell in the light, and what you hear whispered, proclaim from the housetops. Do not fear those who kill the body but cannot kill the soul. Rather fear him who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground apart from your Father. And even the hairs of your head are all counted. So do not be afraid. You are of more value than any sparrow. Everyone, therefore, who acknowledges me before others, I also will acknowledge before my Father in heaven. But whoever denies me before others, I also will deny before my Father in heaven. Do not think I have come to bring peace to the earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law, and one's foes will be the members of one's own household. Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me, and whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever does not take up the cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Those who find their life will lose it, and those who lose their life for my sake will find it. I have a special message once again for our children. As some of our stay-at-home restrictions start to lift, and we are able to see some people we haven't seen in quite a while, one thing I am enjoying, in addition to actually getting to be in the same room as friends and family, is seeing what everyone's hair looks like. As you may know, unless they have been doing it themselves at home, people haven't really been able to get their hair cut because of our need to distance ourselves from others, including our hairdressers and barbers. So by now, 3 months in, people are starting to look a bit shaggy. And it's been kind of fun to see what people look like with longer locks. And if their locks are shorter because they were brave enough to give themselves a DIY at-home makeover, well, let's be honest, I want to see that too. But back to my point. All this extra hair on people's heads has me thinking about something Jesus says in today's scripture passage from the Gospel of Matthew. In it, Jesus is teaching his disciples, telling them just how much God cares about them. He tells them that God loves them so much and knows them so well that even the hairs on their head are counted. I don't know about you, but I have never counted the hairs on my head. And I don't go around counting the hairs on the heads of people that I love. That would be impossible and a little strange. But I happened to look it up, and I found out just how many hairs are on the average human head. Does anyone want to take a guess? Most kids and a lot of adults have about 100,000 hairs on their head. Can you imagine counting each and every one of those hairs? I know I can't. So why is it then that Jesus uses this illustration to tell his disciples about God's love and care for them? What I think Jesus means is not that God spends a lot of time counting and recounting each and every individual hair on our heads. I think that what Jesus means is that God knows us so well and understands us so completely that God is interested in every little detail, every little strand of our lives. Not just the big stuff, but the small stuff too. There's nothing about us that God doesn't know. The big hopes and dreams that fill our minds and our hearts, all the way down to the tiniest little hairs on our head. Every single fiber of who we are is something God is interested in. Which makes sense, I guess, because God created us, and God loves us. Now, I guess I should say, specifically for some of our adult listeners out there, that the amount of hair on your head doesn't correlate to how much God loves you. God loves us all the same, so don't worry. It's a pretty simple message this week, but I hope you know and always remember how much God loves you and knows you and cares about you. Just like we said during our children's message last week, the small stuff is really important. Jesus knows that and God knows that, which is why they are in the habit of counting hairs, not mistakes. Nothing we can do will make God love us any more, and nothing we can do will make God love us any less. Let's pray together, and then we will join in saying our Lord's Prayer. But before we pray, I want to tell you about a special song we're going to play right after our prayer. This song is called Best Friends Forever, and it's sung by our children's choir and Miss Allison Bruin at our Artist Series concert from 2015. Maybe some of you who are listening remember singing this song, but even if you don't, it's still got some great words, so listen closely. Let's pray together. Loving God, it's hard to imagine that you have counted the hairs on each of our heads, but then again, it's hard to imagine just how much you love us and how much compassion and forgiveness you show us. Thank you for that, and for creating us and knowing us so well. Be with us each and every day as we do our best to be who you created us to be, hair and all. All of this we pray in Christ's name, the one who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.